We're visiting on the telephone with Aaron Putzi, who is coordinator of the Iowa Food and Family Project. Well, Aaron, let's talk about your annual poll of consumers, Iowans, how they feel about farmers, food safety, labels, and such. And you've just completed that survey here recently?
We did. It's part of our annual assessment of consumer attitudes and opinions about farming and about food topics. We conduct the survey in early winter each year, and it includes 500 respondents. And these respondents are very active in health and wellness activities. They also have incomes and education levels that are above average here in the state of Iowa. So it's a very important audience for us to speak with and to assess their attitudes.
Well, let's talk about some of the highlights and maybe some of the things that jump out at you in this year's survey. I noted here you indicated interest in food among Iowans continues to grow.
It really does. Folks do want to know more about their food. It's something that interests them, particularly in how it's grown. We saw an increase in the number or the percent of those. 85% said that they think often or sometimes about the food that they eat and how it's grown. And what's interesting is the intensity of that interest has increased as well. This year, we had 53% of respondents who said that they often think about their food compared to 45% the previous year, and that really mirrors national surveys as well.
What does that tell you? I mean, what do you think is behind that intensity of interest?
You know, food is very important to people, both in terms of obviously we need to eat to live and to function and to be productive. It's also increasingly social. People are increasingly sharing recipes, sharing cooking tips. People are preparing food more often. There's an interest in food preparation, in gathering around the meal table. We've seen an increase in the percent of people who are now actively gathering as a family at the dinner table, which again is a very positive trend. So food is so essential to people's lives, and so it stands to reason, and the survey backs it up, that given that importance, people think about it more often, and they also have sincere questions about how that food is grown. The topics that they're most interested in are quality. 45% said that the topic of food that most interests them is quality, and that was followed by safety, and then price at 14%. And interestingly enough, again, we saw the largest drop in the percent of those interested in the food topics that I just mentioned, quality, safety, and price. The issue of price saw the greatest decline in terms of the topics of most interest to consumers. So it really is that quality and food safety.
Of course, we have a lot of ag groups, including your own, that are working hard to make consumers more aware of where their food comes from and how it's produced. So I'm curious, when you ask questions about trust in farmers and the job that farmers are doing, what do you find?
Well, we find that Iowans overwhelmingly approve of the job that farmers are doing. And I think sometimes, you know, we see the headlines, we hear the headlines, we hear the some of the skepticism about the role that farmers play in being an environmental steward, in caring for their animals, in being good neighbors, and we think that, well, maybe that's the norm opinion out in the public. But what our survey showed was that actually just the contrast of that. 60% have a favorable impression of how farmers are caring for their livestock, compared to just 8% who are unfavorable. The remainder were unsure. Conversely, 48% had a very positive impression of farmers and their role as environmental stewards, compared to 16% unfavorable and 36% that were neutral or unsure. And in addition to that, we asked Iowans if they believe that farmers make decisions based on those decisions being the right thing to do, or if they make decisions based solely on bottom line considerations or profitability considerations. And again, the results were very much in keeping with the context of the previous question. 73% of respondents said that farmers do indeed balance doing the right thing with financial considerations. Another 9% said farmers do the right thing regardless of the financial benefit, and just 18% said that they believe that farmers make decisions based solely on the bottom line.
A lot of publicity, negative publicity in some cases, about GMOs in the last year, and I'm wondering if you saw that reflected in the survey at all.
We did in a couple of different ways. We asked people if we spent some time on the issue of food labeling and the kind of labels that that our survey participants would find most appealing, and natural, organic, antibiotic free, and local were several of the adjectives that we tested that you often see on labels. The label that consumers found most appealing to them was the local connotation. Now, we know that local is difficult to define. There are lots of different definitions about what local means, but the word local certainly was appealing to consumers in the response to food labeling that moved them. Antibiotic-free came in at 44%. Interestingly, though, virtually all U.S. meat is antibiotic-free, as animals have to undergo strict withdrawal periods prior to slaughter. So, but antibiotic-free labeling also resonated. Organic resonated with 36% of respondents, and natural with 34%. So, it really the local trumps all other labels as what is most appealing to consumers. But by and large, we ask consumers as well, do they find food labeling helpful or confusing? And about just as many consumers said they find food labels to be consuming or to be confusing as those who found food labels to be helpful.
So a lot of sounds like a lot of positives in there and progress being made. I guess if there's one area that you say, okay, we got more work to do here, what would that be?
I think it was the increase in the number of respondents who said that they are concerned about the safety of the food that they enjoy. Slightly more than half of respondents said that food safety issues concern them, and that was up 14 points from the previous year. I think through a review of all the research, and I would certainly encourage people, we will be providing and posting a thorough recap of our the research results at iowafoodandfamily.com. But certainly as you read through the results, I think it shows that while there are some very positive responses in terms of people's approval and their confidence and their support for the work that farmers are doing, and by and large, very confident in the quality of the food that they purchase and the availability and the choice that's out there, I think the survey speaks to the need that we cannot take consumer opinion for granted. It must be earned in terms of their favorable responses and the confidence that they have. And it speaks to the work that the Iowa Food and Family Project and other initiatives are involved in to really help Iowans become more acquainted with the farmers who grow their food and more confident in how that food is grown.